Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right, by getting informed. I know I say this all the time. Some of you make fun of me because I say it so often. But, I, it's you got to act on it. I need you to act on all those things that you truly believe to be true. Yeah, that would have been hard to mix up there. Anyway, but honestly, truly believe to be true. You need to get out there. You need to push it. You need to make sure that you've got the information before you get out there and start pushing it around. And then lay it out to people. Lay out to people what you know to be truth. And that's truly what I try to do with you guys. I try to give you the information you need so that when you're out there talking to people, you sound and are quite informed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to hear what you have to say. The military is facing massive shortages, but it's not just because people aren't stepping up. It's also because people aren't qualified. Now, to mark the 50th anniversary of All-Volunteer Force Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin traveled to Fort Meade in Maryland. He administered the military oath of office to 85 new brave young men and women. Now, 67 of these new recruits shipped out to basic training just hours after the ceremony. Others were, heading out to bases all across the country. 50 years ago this week, the United States stopped drafting citizens into service. They turned instead to an all-volunteer force. He said, ever since then, Americans like you have joined out of conviction and not out of compulsion. Now, okay, those are nice words. But yeah, they wanted to get involved. They wanted to make a difference. They wanted to go fight the enemy. Right now, the enemy is us. And when I say that, what I mean by that is you got kids going into service. Not to get affirmed as to what sex they are. This is why you have less and less people signing up. Look at the commercials for the Army now. They're not be all that you can be. A new commercial is not be whatever it is you want to be. We'll help you. Seriously. Now, the U.S. is continuing to face recruitment crisis, right? Some say, well, it's a great job market. Well, not so true, right? The end of these wars overseas, and really they're not at an end. I don't know why they keep saying that. We're winding this up, we're winding that up. No, Trump wound them up. Trump didn't get us any new wars. You know, recruiters couldn't go after anybody. Had no access to college campuses or high schools during the peak of COVID-19. Right? Now, the college has also become a more popular option for high school graduates, which I don't understand. It's so wrong. No, really, I say that with all sincerity. We get them caught up in all this debt to go to college for degrees that they can't really do anything with. More and more today, more and more companies are hiring young people without degrees but with experience. Google, Facebook, and others, those are all companies that people want to work for. I'm more than happy to hire you without a college degree, as long as you have some experience in that area. Anyway, another reason for the low recruiting numbers, perception among some that the military has gone woke. Not a perception, it's a reality. Seriously. Now, he says, General Austin there, says that 77% of the American youth are not eligible to serve. In other words, they're out of shape. They're weak. They have health issues. Surprised. Recent Wall Street Journal article outlined another alarming trend that children of military families, who typically make up 80% of the U.S. Army recruits, you hear that all the time. My uncle was in, my father was in, my cousin was in, I'm fifth generation Navy or whatever it is. You don't hear that anymore. Many of these veterans are telling their kids, don't go in. It's not what it was when I was there. Look, the Army and the Air Force, of all things, the Air Force. I know I'm going to get some of you mad, but whatever. That's the coolest service there is. Yeah, my dad was in the Army, got cousins and what have you that were in the Navy. Yeah, that's nice. That's cute. No, the jets, fighter jets, that's where I want to be. That's where I would want to be. Anyway, so the Army, the Air Force, Navy, they're all on track to miss the recruiting goals this year. You know, they have met their recruiting goals. I mean, think about it, even through Vietnam and everything. Since 1973, they haven't missed their goal yet. Last year, they missed it by over 25%. After 9/11, recruiting shot up, right? Why? Patriotism. All that stuff that you guys are on the left are totally afraid of. You find offensive and scary. I'll hit a little bit more on this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. Really, seriously, I don't care where you get it. I prefer you get it from me, the information, people like me, what have you, but please. Anyway, we were talking about the recruitment levels and how tough it is to get recruits in today. Now, after 9/11, the recruiting increased, but you had a wave of patriotism. Now, think about that. People wanted to protect us. We wanted to make sure that we never got attacked like that again. Right? This year, the Army is expected to end up with 15,000 recruits short of the 65,000 recruit that it needs. Now, military chiefs say that the retention has never been higher, but continue to express concerns that if recruiting numbers don't improve, the U.S. not will be able to face the next great power threat. Right? If they had two conflicts, Russia and China at the same time, we'd be in a world of hurt. then stop shoving all this political correctness stuff. Look, I'm going to say it again. You guys are getting tired of hearing it, right? Teaching them about transgenderism, teaching them about gender neutrality. Nobody cares about that. Teach them how to fight. Teach them how to be what they want to be, which is warriors. There's no such thing as a soft-hearted warrior, if you would. The Chinese, the Russians, every one of our enemies is laughing at us. You really think that when they catch you or take you as a prisoner, the first question they're going to ask you is, how do you identify? And God forbid you say to one of them, one of those groups, identify as a female when you're a male, I'm sure they'll accommodate. I mean, seriously. You talk about putting our people in harm's way. Yeah, no. That's what you're doing to them. Teach them how to be a soldier, what it really means to be a soldier. Right? I mean, you know the old joke, it's not really a joke, it's a reality. Right? I mean, the bottom line with this is our soldiers are built to destroy. That's what they're made for. 855 Real Joe. I'm sorry. 855-732. 5563. And then again, I've got my own ideas why what brings this on, but I don't know if you saw this in San Francisco. The bat-wielding kids that attack San Francisco moms and their nannies outside of the school in a very wealthy neighborhood. So they had to go there, right? They had to actually go to the school from the areas they came from and started taking swipes at people with baseball bats. And these were kids. These weren't adults. They were not talking about 18- and 19-year-old kids there either. The area that the school was in is known for its young families. Now, Noah Valley, which is also known locally as a Stroller Alley, because of so many families with young children, they live here. They experienced 11 robberies last week. Now, the authorities have linked it to a gang of young kids, right? They've also been assaulting women with bats while they pick up their kids from school. Two women were reportedly assaulted in the neighborhood last week by a youth who allegedly hit one of the women. Stop saying allegedly. The woman's got a big bruise on her. With a baseball bat and the other one in the face. It's just amazing. This is why these people, they do need gun permits. You know what I'm saying? So let's take the guns away totally. And look at and watch what will happen. Right? And they hide a lot of stuff from us anyhow, but let me go on with this one. Rafael Mendelim, a member of the city's governing board, he attributed the crime among children in the city as part of an upending that they experienced during the COVID-19 pandemic. He said, I think what happened is the kids not being in school, I think there may be something going on with that. We're like, what? He said, those couple of years when school was erratic, non-existent, where everyone under stress, parents, yada, 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 yada. How was it to bad-behaved kids? How many, you know, it's funny how they always come up with this stuff. Right? And they come up with this stuff, but there's no real basis behind it. What about all those kids who also didn't go to school but aren't running around with baseball bats? Right? But what are they? Were they abnormal? Violent crimes like rape and assaults have remained relatively stable in San Francisco. Oh, that's good to know. Murders have increased slightly. Property crimes, in other hands, they've risen sharply. No kidding. We see it on TV every night. According to the Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow, Charles Simpson, he says crime is worse than the data shows. He was also a former prosecutor in San Francisco. He said people don't report these crimes. And he's right, they don't. Why bother? First of all, why bother? You have a DA that is pro-criminal. He won't do anything. You call the police, they're going to pick and choose what they show up for. And not, that's not a slight on them. This is the reality of the time. And the cops aren't going to go out and arrest somebody when they know that the case is going to get dropped and they're going to be pushed out. No, thank you. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, it seriously gets to the point where not that you don't trust the police, you don't trust the system. Because it ain't going to help you. It's not going to do anything to make life better for you. You know, and many have actually, it's funny because it's not just him, many have written articles recently about San Francisco's crime problem being deeper and worse than they're even willing to talk about. Now, San Francisco crime statistics, well, they compare favorably to other U.S. cities. But one expert argues that the city numbers have covered up a problem for over a decade. Crime is worse than data shows. People don't report these crimes. You know, and again, when you look at the killings that take place on a regular basis, look at the killing of the tech executive, Bob Lee. He was fatally stabbed in an area of San Francisco. It's supposed to be. It's touted as the safest area in the city. Now, if that's the case, and that happened to him in the safest area in the city, my God, can you imagine anywhere else he would be? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. USA News Update. The Justice Department's reviewing a federal court's decision to limit the Biden administration's communications with social media companies.
They're going to look into, evaluate our options.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration certainly disagrees with the ruling. Republican states have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor conservative voices during the COVID pandemic and about elections. The Pentagon will make changes to how military personnel access classified information information following a massive leak of top secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top secret documents online. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved. just get engaged. Seriously. Right? You know, I mean, do what you need to do. I'm thinking about all these people. Think about something. The government right now is ignoring well over 60% of the population, just in basic thoughts and needs and, you know, have they overstepped? Yeah, they've overstepped. A lot of people feel like they've overstepped. Right? And you got to get out and make a difference. You got to get out and do something. These are the conversations I have with you guys on a regular basis, not on the air, but actually off the air. People who've running me other places, will say something to me at the store or what have you. And you really got to think about it. So get involved, get informed, and then engage. And don't engage in a mean way, just engage. Give them something to think about. Very hard to get something out of your head when you've heard it and not in a yelling match. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about crime rates. One of the things that came up was the these DAs that are pro-crime. Come on, there's no other name for it. They're pro-crime. George Gascon here in California, in Los Angeles, he's taking it to a whole different level. In 2015 and 16, crime started to escalate greatly. And residents got no help, right? Gascon, you know, think about something. Gascon was also in San Francisco, basically got run out of there. And then he came down to L.A. to show you that, you know, I love when people say to me, well, I trust the American populace. I don't. Because they don't pay attention. They're out there. Okay, I'll be nice about it to a degree. They're out there just trying to put food on the table. They're just working. I get that. But everybody is. And you don't just make it work bad for you. You make it bad for everyone when you vote for these people that just don't care, they don't pay attention. Stimson argued that Gascon's policy started to take hold in the city. Crime started to rise around 15 and 16. The city's residents got no reprieve because Gascon left. And the new district attorney, Chesa Bowden, came in with the same exact policies. No difference. This is why I say, I have no sympathy for you people. You do it to yourselves. You won't do the homework. You'd rather have a Democrat who will allow your kids to get murdered and beaten and killed than a Republican that will hold your feet to the fire. And I'm not, they're not going to all do it. We're not perfect. I got that. But my God, after three DAs or two DAs in particular that are socialist Democrats, do you care? Do you really care about peace and tranquility? You'll lose the businesses. You're losing residents like crazy. Citing the FBI Justice Department data, Simpson pointed out that 5 years before Gascon took office, there were 757 reported rapes, an average of 151 per year in San Francisco. The numbers from the FBI were given to him were as of 2011. But Gascon's last 5 years in office, it jumped to 350 per year. Yeah, good job there, Mr. Gasconi. Right? I mean, seriously. You always know with rape, the number of people actually raped is much higher than the number of people who report it. It's a true statement. He points to aggravated assault, which the first 5 years of Gascon's tenure, they tallied up to 11,921. Right? 23 incidents per year. When Gascon was in there in his last couple of years, yeah, they jumped to 2,600 a year. It's not going to stop. It won't stop. It will not stop until people finally decide they've had enough with the politics, they've had enough with the political garbage, and they're willing to get people in there really, truly willing to fight, really, truly willing to make a difference. Because until then, you're just slamming your head against the wall. You're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to do anything. And frankly, nobody's going to care. It's like crying wolf all the time. We hate the crime. We hate the crime. We hate the crime. Can't stand the high crime. Let's vote on this guy Gascon, because why? He's a Democrat. You guys, you make absolutely no sense. None of it does. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I got so many stories. I know now I'm not going to get through them. You know, on the vaccine front, if you would, back in 1976, let me see if I can start this from the beginning. Back in 1976, the swine flu vaccine. Just listen to this. Let me see if I can get it. Work right.
11 o'clock, Action News with Bill Bonds, John Kelly, and Detroit's number one news team.
Story out of Detroit. Well, they're the first ones to put it out there. But I want you to hear how quickly they acted on this.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bill Bonds, and here's a look at what's happening tonight. And what's happening is that the swine flu vaccination program ground to a halt from coast to coast today. There have been now 12 reported deaths so far.
Ground to a halt from coast to coast. The swine flu, one of the most dangerous flus that we've seen or told about here in this country. And it took 12. 12 deaths. Okay? Tell me. Now, this is back in 1976. And they stopped the vaccinations. They've gotten darker and more demonic and could care less about you. It's about lining their pockets. It's about running money through, you know, the five or six different Biden accounts. And don't tell me for a second that none of you actually believe. There's no way Biden going through all that without siphoning a few bucks off to the Obamas of the world, the Clintons of the world. Seriously, Joe is not that smart.
So far, with victims dying just a few hours after receiving those inoculative shots, all of the victims were elderly persons, and all, we are told, died of apparent heart attacks.
You know, it's really, really funny about that. It's if you think about what went on during COVID-19, you had a problem with the older folks. They knew what their problem was. They knew what was going on. They knew what was happening. You don't take a upper respiratory virus that sets in your lungs. Now, look, I didn't take biology. This is knowledge I got from science class, I guess, and has been backed up as of late. But you don't take a virus. What do viruses love? Right? Hot and moist. That's what they love. So you put them in the lungs, or the virus is in the lungs. You take a hot, moist oxygen concentrator, and you put a mask on that person. What are you doing at that point? You're feeding that virus exactly what it wants. I mean, seriously, think about it. You know, and for you, I know there's no young folk listening, but I got to say it anyway. You know, for you young folks who think, and even some of you older folks, you got to be ignorant. You got to be as dumb as a rock to really want socialism and or communism. Go back and do your homework. You know, socialism transfers responsibility for yourself, your actions, what you do, to the state. The state will tell you what to do, how to do, when to get up, where to go, what doctor to go to, what job you're going to do. And it's all on them to make sure you get your stuff and you get it done. Communism will kill your drive to create better life because it doesn't do anything better for you. Anything you create, anything you do, anything you get ahead with, the state takes from you. It's their idea because you're their citizen. You've seen it. Communism has killed millions of people. And capitalism, where some of the best, most innovative things come out of countries with capitalism. Join me, senior host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we all win, right? Anyway, I'm just hitting a whole bunch of short stories that I haven't been able to get through, that I have been sitting here. And I think, I just truly think that people aren't hearing this. They don't know it. So the U.S., net zero, the U.S. Department of Energy, or the head of the U.S. Department of Energy, can't seem to answer what the difference, spending $50 trillion is going to make in trying to reduce global emissions. Nobody can. Every time we talk about these things, every time we do these stories, I can't find one of them that makes sense from a standpoint of telling us, truly telling us, well, what the heck is going on with them? Right? I mean, come on, you know as well as I do. They get up there, and there's some people that are just great, like John Kennedy from Louisiana. I mean, I think he's great at this. He makes these guys, they feel like total buffoons, as well they should. He makes them feel like total buffoons when they're up there. Right? So here's the head, and I mean the head, right, of the, what is this, the head of the U.S. Department of Energy, and can't answer simple questions about what we need to spend $50 trillion on. Will it work? Yeah, I hope so. All right, take a listen.
On a global
emission, but if you could answer my question, if we spend $50 trillion to become carbon neutral in the United States of America by 2050, you're the Deputy Secretary of Energy. Give me your estimate of how much that is going to reduce world temperatures.
So first of all, it's a net cost. It's what benefits we're having from getting our act together and reducing all of those climate benefits.
Let me ask again. Maybe I'm not being clear. If we spent $50 trillion to become carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States of America, how much is that going to reduce world temperatures?
This is a global problem, so we need to reduce our emissions, and we need to do everything we can.
How much, if we do our part, is it going to reduce
world temperatures? So we're 13% of global emissions.
You don't know, do you? You don't know, do you?
You can do the math. We need to.
You don't know, do you, Mr. Secretary?
So we're 13% of global
emissions. If you know, why won't you tell me?
If we went to zero, that would be 13%.
You don't know, do you? You just want us to spend $50 trillion, and you don't have the slightest idea whether it's going to reduce world temperatures. Now, I'm all for carbon neutrality, but you're the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Energy, and you're advocating we spend trillions of dollars to seek carbon neutrality, and you can't, and this isn't your money or my money, it's taxpayer money, and you can't tell me how much it's going to lower world temperatures? Or you won't tell me? You know, but you won't?
In my heart of hearts, there is no way the world gets its act together on climate change unless the U.S. leads.
Tell me how much it's going to reduce. You can't tell me. Either that or you won't.
Percent of global emissions.
Yeah, but if you could answer my question, if we spend $50 trillion.
Oh, come on. That's great. Can't answer the question because he doesn't know the answer. There is no answer. They can't tell you. They can't measure it. Do you understand that? This will do nothing. It's done nothing. It will continue to do nothing. Right? Whether you like it or not, it's a true statement. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're buying these carbon credits. Where's that money going? What's it being used for? Why do we need it? Right? Well, seriously. There is absolutely no need for it, frankly. We buying air scrubbers with it. I'm not quite sure as to how to look at this, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm just on a roll here with this stuff. Because it is making me that crazy. And I've got all kinds of, I can't do that one, too long. It's out there. Go look for the information that will tell you for real what the real numbers are on some of this stuff. Do you know that this NASA put this out? June 2023 was cooler than June of 1998. Now, that's in spite of the fact that we have more, 66% more industrial-era CO2 released. Right? And what they won't tell you, or don't tell you, I should say, is you've got this El Nino now hitting us, which is common. It's been going on for hundreds of years. Long before we had, you know, high-emission cars. The only ones that were really polluting and ruining everything, frankly, right, with the Native Americans, right, with all their fires on the open plains and all that stuff that they were doing. That did nothing. I'm just saying that. But you see what I mean? These are satellite-based temperature readings. And, you know, this emissions-driven warning is a hoax. Until you guys decide, like I said, like I keep saying, to do your own homework, you're going to keep getting nailed by this stuff. This stupid stuff. All right? That simple. Go ahead and Google this guy, Neil Oliver, N-E-I-L Oliver, and listen to some of the things that they have to say. All right? I mean, truly, he, within a relatively short period of time, totally debunks the human-induced climate crisis. Do we have change? Yeah, of course we have changes. You know, it's been going on for, if you believe the Earth is billions of years old, it's been going on for billions of years. Matter of fact, you had a bunch of climate scientists come forward and say they were told flat out to cover up the fact that the Earth's temperature hasn't risen for 15 years. But they got to scare you. It's the only way it works. They got to scare you. Ridiculous. Actually, longer than that now. So until we decide, you decide, I decide, just to blow this stuff off, like, pick a topic. Global warming, abortion, transgenderism, whatever it is. Pick a topic. Get fully understanding that topic, and then you can discuss with others. And you will win those arguments because they'll know you're well-informed in those areas. You know, like the stuff that I love to say that just blows the heads of so many of the slavery, quote-unquote, experts is, you know, more whites were bought as slaves to North Africa. Brought, not bought. Were brought as slaves to North Africa than blacks brought as slaves to the United States. To the 13 colonies. Right? White slaves were still being bought and sold in the Ottoman Empire decades after blacks were freed in the United States. Now, I only say that, I'd say, see, they sold us too. When they keep telling you that slavery only has to do with the black community, it's not true. It's a lie. Now, you've been taught lies forever. And we've been swallowing it for a while. Because we trusted our educators. We trusted the people that were caring for and teaching our kids. Wrong. You can't do that anymore. You know, everyone hated the idea of being a slave. But, you know, not many people cared about enslaving others, right? Slavery wasn't an issue. Not even among the intellectuals. They really thought this was the right thing to do. They actually thought they were doing a favor to the slaves. I am not talking, I'm not agreeing with them. Okay, and I'm not talking about what you see on TV where they're constantly being beat. That's not what I'm talking about. These intellectuals actually felt, I didn't say they were right either. You know, here in their mind's eye, they were feeding somebody, clothing, housing, the whole nine yards. Right? Anyway, it doesn't really matter. You know, you had slavery going on all across the planet. Whites were being bought and sold. Blacks were being bought and sold. But what they put out there, or what they've made it look like, is that the only people bought and sold on this planet forever has been the black community. It's just not true. And in the fairness and honesty of the moment, we have to speak the truth to this. When you actually look at the real numbers, you know, as the slaves brought to this country, it's next to nothing compared to what happened in other countries. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to the Joe Messina Show. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Look up stuff like this. Get informed on your own so you don't sit there and go, oh, my God, I can't believe how bad it was. Anyway, have a great rest of the day. Be back here with me tomorrow.